Parshas Vayigash is in the middle of the drama, the story that's happening with Yosef and the Echim, the Achim, the Shvatim. But Pashtus, Vayigash Elof Yehuda was on Shabbos. The Medrash says, it says in the middle of Miketz, but Utvoyach Tevach Behochein, Mikan She Yosef Shomer Es HaShabbos. Utvoyach Tevach Behochein, Mikan She Yosef Shomer Es HaShabbos. Now some Achrona learned to mean that means that the Suda yesterday with Yosef was on Shabbos, and now HaBoiker Orba, Anoshim Shulchu, was already on Sunday. But a lot of the Achrona learned, no, Utvoyach Tevach Behochein was on Friday. And that's why it says ki iti yoichlu ha'anoshim batzoharayim, because on Friday you have to eat early. And haboiker or ba'anoshim shulchu is on Shabbos. So zetzach apor shaylus in the achroyim, if it was tak on Shabbos, first of all they ask, it says that they were boicha al tzavorov, how could you have bechi on Shabbos? So the Chasam Sofer said, this is a smach, that this bechi on Shabbos, on asar b'teivis is chal, even when it's on Shabbos, you're allowed to be boicha on the korban on Shabbos. Demonstrate it's not so push it if you're allowed to. Another shayla the Achronim ask is that the Shvatim left Mitzrayim and they went with their Chamoyrim and they went out of the Tchum. So Lachara, what's with Isser Mechamer and what's with Isser Tchumin? So again, if it was Sunday, it's fine, but if it's Shabbos. So there's a mahalach to say that Be'emes we know that the Shvatim only kept the mitzvahs, Avraham Avinu, and the Shvatim kept the mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. As always, up there Ramban and Parshas told us to answer many questions, among them, Yaakov married two sisters. So they only kept mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So why does it say Yosef was Shomer Shabbos? So that Ramban himself in Parshas told us, asked the Kasha, and he explains, even though the Avos and the Shvatim only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, or by Yosef who was stuck in the Golus of Mitzrayim and he wanted to make sure that his kids would stay, so Shabbos, which is Shokul, can I call it Terakula, Yosef kept Shabbos. By Bazoi, the Pshat is the other Shvatim were able to be Mechamer and Tchumen because it was Chutz Laretz. Yosef was Taka Shomer Shabbos. And that's why the Pasuk says, Behemshech, Loi Hirchikoi. Yosef sent his messengers and told them, Loi Hirchikoi. Because he was worried they're going to go out of the Tchum and he can't already go after them. Another chat is he said, Loi Hirchikoi, because if they would say already Tfilas Haderach and it was Hirchikoi, Tfilas Haderach was a Tfilah Kanois point. But the Gabi Unzer Mahalach, it was Shabbos, so Loi Hirchikoi to make sure they didn't go out of the Tchum. There's another Mahalach, Rabbi Chanan talks about it in the Sugi and Yivomis, that Mechamer is, Menchasinach is Mesupik, is only Osir if it's your own Behema. And that's why there's a kasha. Why does the Gemara handle kibbut av as doicha mechamer? Just be makner the behema. So he says they switched. The shvatim switched behemas. Each one was makner the behema, the chamorah to each one to a different one. So there's no problem of mechamer. But that still leaves us with going out of the tchum. It's interesting in this inyan, the liv yaschein brings a diak. Rashi says when they loaded up the chamorim, it says vayamois when they reloaded up to go back to Mitzrayim here. Vayamois, they loaded up. Rashi says, Lashon Yochid, that Vaharish Shekoicham Godol, that they were able to load up a Chamor by themselves. Frek to Liv Yaschein, two Pesukim right before that, it says, Vayayridu. Vayayridu, with two. So what's Tatsachna? To be Moirid from the Chamor needs more kind. So he says, Be'emes, it was Shabbos. And it's a Shaila from carrying and dealing with these things. So Avada, they wanted to do it Al Shnayim Shosu. So it was Vayayridu. But now that Yosef is calling them back, now it's already a Matzav of Melchama. They wanted to show Shekoicham Godol. Now it was Vayamois. Each one loaded up the Chamor by himself, in spite of the fact that it was Shabbos, because that was the Chelik of the Tafsisei Melchama. V'choheino, this Kama Inyonim, Shabbistik Inyonim, all based on that the story over here was on Shabbos. On Baruch Kuponim, the Pasuk says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the Goyin is Medayik, that it says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda is the Tamei HaMikra is Kadma V'Azla Revi, Zarka Munach Segol. Kadma V'Azla Revi, Zarka Munach Segol. Why was Kadam V'Azla Revi? Why was the fourth son Revi? Why was he Kadam V'Azla? Why is he first? Taka in Parshas Vayetze also, by Vatar Oy V'Telet Ben, by Yehuda, it's Kadma V'Azla Revi. The son. Or by Vahe, why was it Kadma V'Azla Revi? Zarka Munach Segol. He was the one that put his Olam Haba on the line. His Menucha Segol. His Menucha is Segol. His Segula. He was the one that took Achrayis on his. So he's taking Achrayis to go first. The Al Shech Shtels. That Be'emes Yehuda originally offered that whoever they find the Gevia should be killed. And all the other ones are Avodim. And Yosef is offering them a much better deal. That he only wants one of them to be an Eved. And all of a sudden Yehuda is fighting. He was Nochis and masking to a much Chomer Dekoinish. Zok the Al Shech HaKodesh. when Yehuda originally was makabel this einish that kulam yuavodim ve'echad yomus, it was because he was making a cheshbon that ulai this has to do with the kapara of the mechiras yosef, and that's what he was makabel al das came. When it's nisbar to him that be'ikar it's binyamin, that he wasn't bechalal the mechira, so Yehuda understands that that's not the cheshbon over here, that's not the sugya. Then it's already vayigash el of Yehuda, and with the full koyches they're going to be loichem. And there's a whole shak of atari over here. And it's interesting, the Pashtus Yehuda is just repeating over a shak of atari that already happened. Adoini shav, anoi meral adoini, back and forth. What's he making chazoras ashir? What's the pshat in the shak of atari? Zok the base alevi. Yosef, Yehuda was worried that maybe something is misunderstanding over here. There's broken telephone over here. They're trying to play a lois by the melech over here, and there's something wrong. So he thinks that maybe the melech is not translating correctly, and the message is not getting over across. So that's why he tells him, "Ki chamoicha kepara, you know lashon kodesh like pari. Let's talk straight." He says, "If we're talking straight, let's at least chazer over what was the shakla v'tari until now. Actually, it was a misunderstanding. Let's chazer over from anfang. If this is exactly what was going on." Azoyzok the beis alei. Now there's a vort in the neschoyes over that it says a musav vort. Boyfriend Rush, that they saying Yeshlonu of Zokein, we have an Avinu Shabashamayim. The Loyoka Hanar Lazavis of a Yid should not be able to be the Visovav. Vim Ozavis of a Mace, if a person is Oizavis of Avinu Shabashamayim, the Rabbanish Lalim, a person is not Machuber, Dovak to Rabbanish Lalim to die. And Bedoimel is there, there's another Nusach. They say later, Eich Ale El Ovi Vahanar Einenu Itanu. How will we go up eventually to Avinu Shebashamayim Vahanar, our Yemei Naris, our younger years that we maybe didn't, we patch Gerois, and our young years are not with us. A person has the Nutz Ois, younger hate, the time that he has, and the Koichas that he has. Eich Ale El Ovi Vahanar Einenu Iti. Now, eventually it's Ani Yosef Ha'oidu Vicha. Yosef is Misgala to the brothers. Ani Yosef ha'oida v'chai, avad etz yidua, the Beis Halevi says that this was a musar shmuz. Ani Yosef ha'oida v'chai, weren't you worried about our father until now? The whole time you're complaining, Avinu Zokein, why weren't you worried about him until now? That was the toichacha that was a delict in the Ani Yosef ha'oida v'chai. Bemes, I saw that they ask that Yosef and Yaakov looked similar. Ziv klaster ponim of Yosef was the same as Yaakov's. Why didn't the brothers recognize Yosef? And cooked Yosef the Tati Yaakov. So the Emes says one shot is that it says Vlayochel Yosef misapping, and Shemishmol says that Yosef was holding himself in. The Nakuda that Yosef looks like Yaakov is that there's a certain ziv ruchni that comes out that he looks like Yaakov. Yosef was holding that ruchnius in, and he didn't look like Yaakov. Eventually, it came Vlayochel Yosef misapping. He couldn't hold it in anymore, and he realized he's going to stop looking like Yaakov. But there's another pshat that Yaakov looked much older. We know it says later Pari asks him, "How old are you?" Because he looked very old. So they didn't recognize Yosef because they realized Yaakov looked different because he was so old. And that's why afterwards he tells them, Arid Avichai, and they say, Ki nivhalu miponov. They were nivhal because they saw what Yosef looked like. And now they cha! Vi voltutak yuken Yosef. And how Yaakov could have looked. They saw that Yaakov looks much older. And they saw Yosef now and they realized, Vos vok yuken zai, all the tsar that they caused, that it was nivhalu miponov. They were nivhal from his ponim. The Chofetz Chaim drinks like an ander in a kuda. What does it mean? Ani Yosef ha'oid avi chai. He says, be'emes, the brothers, the Shvatim, are mamish bibehola. They don't know what's going on. Sachakol, they came down to get tavua, and they're getting gemuchet, and Binyamin's being taken away, and so many questions. It's such a tunkel. Keine fashteinish vastutzach. And one zog, one yisoy, answers the whole shekloli. Ani Yosef ha'oid avi chai. Everything is moving. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, the same thing is by the Gula Asidah. It says, Atunkel the goal is so many questions, so much tzoris, so many things we don't understand. Over, like the Pasuk says, Pisoin Yavoi, the Rabbi Nishlan of Etkumen, Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Miyad, all the questions. As over here by Yosef, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Beshuv Hashem, Eshivas Tzion, Hayinu Kecholim, Yedua, that Tzion is the same gematria as Yosef, and it's from Redenbeg and Emasach. This Azayi by Yosef, this one on the Yosef, this answers everything. The same thing is by Yeshuv Hashem Eshiva Tzion. It will be Ayinu Kecholim. One, his galus from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and Allah Shaiwas, Allah Kashis, Allah Tmias are going to be Meyushev. Now Yosef is Meichiach to his brothers. That he's Yosef, first of all, because he's Mahol, and also Kipiha Medaber Aleichem. He speaks Lashon Kodesh. And the Mefarshim aspects him that either of these rais, Mechayr Shver, Mahol, maybe he's from a Midyani, Midyanim is Mahol. B'chlal, Yosef was mechayev all the mitzvim to be mol. What's the grace of good that he's mol? And also Lashon Kodesh. Okay, parim with Lashon Kodesh. Seken Zayin, he knows Lashon Kodesh. So the Shitzich Chacham, on both of these kashas, he says that's why he had two oichachas instead of just one. Brach Vashteinish the Peretz. Tzvei Shvach Avorz doesn't make a Yisoyit. So there's different shotim. One just, he was mol kamoichem, that he showed that he had priya, or that it was able to be nicker, that Yaakov was the moil, you were able to be nicker on Yosef's mila, that this is a mila from Yaakov, the Shem Shaka is on the mila, you were able to see it's mol kamoichem. As is given the Zelbe Gemoil, as is given the Tati Yaakov's mila. Ki piya medabra lechem, there's a nice word from Amyonis and Aibishitz. What's the kunst that he knows Lashon Kodesh? He knows Lashon Kodesh. So it's not that he knows Lashon Kodesh. But Emes is a shayla, why the Shvatim weren't Makir Yosef that they recognize his voice? There's a musig that you're allowed to recognize someone betvias ayin the kola. The Gemara says, how is a suma mutter beishtoi? You recognize the voice. You can recognize the voice. So why didn't they recognize Yosef? Because of the voice. So the vice the chois, you only recognize someone in a voice if it's the same mamaloshin, the same language that you heard him originally. Someone that you grew up with and you knew her, you know his voice in a certain language, but if he's speaking to you a different language, then you won't recognize him. So now, until then he was speaking Mitzrish. So it was Chinese, it was Nishkiman. Now it's Kipiya Medabra Lechem, I'm speaking in Lashon Kodesh. Not the fact that I know Lashon Kodesh. Oh, but now that I'm speaking in the Mamaloshin and Lashon Kodesh, so it's Kipiya Medabra Lechem, you're able to recognize my voice. You're able to recognize that it's talking the Koil of Yosef. And he's Neufel al Sabre ben Yomin Ochiv Vayevk. Rashi says they were boicha on the Churbanos, the Churban of the Bayis, the Churban of Shiloi. Vos epis now they're being boicha on the Churban. Punk now it's this oira to be boicha on the Churban. So Rabbi Shulev says, because Kol's man, all these Esrim Shona that they were be'evil, they didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Because they were Bitzar and be'evil, they didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Now that it's Besimcha and they have Ruach HaKodesh, Gleich, they have Ruach HaKodesh. They saw that La'asid is going to be Churbanos. Another pshat I heard once that they were boicha because they realized what Sinas Chinam did. All the story of the Mechiras Yosef was a basis of Sinas Chinam. And now they saw that the Churban Vayter was going to be Al Sinas Chinam, so it was Vayipal Al Savora, and it was a Hagdor of Avas Chinam, because if you notice the Diyak, Yosef is being boicha on the Churban Bayis, which is in Binyamin, and Binyamin is being boicha on Yosef's Churban. That's a Semel of Avas Chinam. Yet there ain't a vaint after Anderis Tzara. That's the Inyan of the Avas Chinam, which they felt was a Tikkun for the Sinas Chinam. The Sfasema says, he says that if Yosef would have been Misapek a few minutes more, he was Mitzar the brothers, and if he would have been Mamshech a few minutes more, it would have been came Geula Asida, it wouldn't have been a Tzorech for Golas Mitzrayim and all the Golias and all the Tzores. Thus he says, you see how Gevaldik and Madrega the Shvatim are, that a few minutes of the Tzar of the Shvatim that would have been Mamshech more, it wasn't possible. It was V'lo Yochel Misapek, whatever that means. But both Given, the ganze churban, all the golias, all the tzaras, everything is b'hashuva to that little bit, and that's why they were boicha on the churban. He had to be, for whatever reason it was la'yochal esapik, he had to be mezgale. Had kedav zayin the ala churbanis, the ala tzaras in klal yisrael. So he gives Binyamin chamesh chalifos smolos and shloish meis kesef. The Gemara in Megillah daf tezayin asks. Of Peledik Azach, the whole mice of the Mechiras Yosef came from Kinas Achim, from a beged, from the Ksoinus Passive, and Dovash and it's starred by Oysadik. Vinizgal the Ladovar, Al Yudeza Yordu, Avisenu Lemitzrayim. And now Yosef is doing the same thing. He's showing a favoritism and giving Binyamin Chamisha Begodin. As I frek the Gemara, Zok the Gemara Megillah, Dafka Zayin, Omer Abinyamin Bar Yefes, Remez Romazloi, Sha'osid. Mordechai, she yetzei mi lefnei ha-melech v'lechamish begodim. Mordechai went out in front of the melech v'levush tcheles v'argomen, five begodim. So by giving Binyamin the five begodim, it's a remez for Binyamin that's coming out, Mordechai coming out from Shevet Binyamin. Interessant demise. Frek the Gemara, Kasha, Gival, you're going to cause kina. Yosef, the whole story was kina, and Mamish now in front of the brothers, Yavaita giving more Khalifas, you're going to cause kina. Dilf to Zogan Ateretz, he's good for testing them, he wants to see that they were Chayze B'tshuva, how's good, Kenzai? But that's not what the Gemara says. So if the Gemara, we want to make a remez, because La'osid, and the story of Purim, and Zayin, and Mordechai, how does that answer the Kasha? What's with the kina? You're making a remez for Mordechai, but what's with the kina? The Gros says that Be'emes, all the brothers got a beged, and Binyamin's begadim were cheaper. It's Meduyik in the Pasuk Khalifas, it says Choser, his five begadim were Shaveh, and the Shavius did one beged that each one of the Shavatim got. And therefore, as the kina, it's Miyoshev. Why behold this? Did we split it to five? A remez for Binyamin. Frechtim Arsho and the other Achranim also ask it, and what about the Shloish Meis Kesef? It says he also gave Binyamin Shloish Meis Kesef. Why didn't that make kina? The text of the begadim is Maramez on Binyamin. What's with the Shloish Meis Kesef? So you could say that the Shloish Meis Kesef was hidden in the pocket of the begadim and the kind of ace, which does is Bahalti. The Marsha says that the MS, why is it kina? Binyamin is Yosef's Achmin Ha'im. Binyamin has a kir v'yiseir to Yosef. So kumtem that he should give Binyamin more. Binyamin is the only, his only, his Ach Yochid from the Mama Rochel. So kumtem a kedima that he should get more. And sukumtem, and you can get Shloish Meis Kesef. Oh, but begadim is a sensitive issue. The original mice is given begin a beged, the Ksonis Pasim. And that's why the Gemara is madgish. The Gemara is madgish that the original kinna came from a beged. And vaiti, you're making a chepurai with begadim. Begadim is a shverezach. So the Gemara, the begadim, the stifin yonim over here, we want to be meramez on vinyon. Oh, but this that he's giving more, geld kem and gebe mer. It's his brother. It's his bezundere brother, achmen ha'avu menayim. Yeah, okay. So well, the Chizkuni says an Andra Mahalach, why 300 kesef? Because Hamoicher by an Eved, you sold someone as an Eved, you have to go buy him back Pi Eser Midomov. And the Shavis of an Eved is Shloishim. 10 times more than that is 300. The Emes, every one of the Shvatim that was Moicher Yosef, Sukkum said that they really have to go buy him back up till 300, so they all owe him 300. He was Moichel then. Binyamin, he's giving 300. He gave 300 to all the other brothers also by being Moichel them on the 300 that blew Yitzuyer, they would have been Mechuyev to be paid of Yosef back. They were, he was Mevater. Kum Techois, he's giving each one of the Shvatim 300. And he himself is giving Binyamin 300. It's interesting that it says that the Maral Diskin learns that he gave Binyamin 5 begodim to be Meramez on Mordechai. But he also gave a beged to each Shevet, to each one of the brothers. Why didn't Binyamin get a beged as that? So the Goyim says Binyamin's 5 begodim matched up to that beged. The Pasha tells it's a separate cheshbon. Binyamin got 5 begodim with Shlosh Meis Kesef. The Seder, Kumta, we made cheshbonis. Over all of the Shvatim got a beged. So come Binyamin a beged oichet? Was? Lomani gara? For was come this Binyamin a beged? Zokra Bishul and Diskin, it says that the Shvatim, it says by Yikoru Bigdayim, when they finally realized what they did with the Mechiras Yosef, they were Kerea Bigdayim, and they ripped the begodim. Yosef felt a little bit achrayis for this, that he was chepering them oys so much till he was Nizgala to them, and that they were ready in Tsar that they ripped their begodim. And he felt that maybe he wants to pay them back, maybe it's Garmi. He caused them to rip it up. So he's being mashlim that he's giving them begodim. Or Stam, you could say, they had ripped begodim, they needed a new fresh set of begodim. Binyamin didn't rip his begodim. Binyamin wasn't Mitzar on the Mechira, Binyamin wasn't Shaykh to the Mechira. So Kumnish Binyamin Yana Beged says, that's Svei Dinim in the begodim. The beggar that every Shevet got was a beggar, because by Yikaru Bigdayim, Binyamin wasn't in that Chesh. Binyamin is a separate Cheshman, like the Gemara says, is Meramez on Mordechai. When Yosef is telling him to go back to Yaakov, and he adds, he tells them, Al Tirgazu Badorech. Al Tirgazu Badorech, Rashi says, Wamshad is Al Tafsiu Psiya Gaso. Don't go up see your gasa. Poshapshah, he was telling them, don't fight. They're going to start being Meriva. And cool. Who caused the Mechira? And another Pshah Rashi brings, Al Tis Asku B'dvar Halocha. He was telling them not to learn, because if you're going to learn, you're going to get farblunjit in the Derech. So he's telling them not to learn. The Emes is the Gemara in Tainis, that Yud brings this Pshat, that it said, Al Tis Asku B'dvar Halocha, Al Tirguzu B'derech, Al Tis Asku B'dvar Halocha. Frek the Gemara, you're not supposed to learn on the Derech. Vos heis? Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Shaholchem Baderech Ve'ein Beineihem Divrei Torah Ru'uyim Lisoreif Shenemar Brent Aposek. The Gemara says you have to learn on the Derech. V'lechtecha Baderech, you must learn on the Derech. What's Yosef telling him not to learn on the Derech? As I frek the Gemara in Tainus, Zok the Gemara Teretz Loi Kasha Holam Migras Holi Iyunei. Zok the Gemara, it depends. When you're going Baderech, you're supposed to learn Bekis. Because if you're going to learn Be'in, learning Be'in, then you're going to get Farblonjit. But Bekis, you're supposed to. So when the Gemara was saying that Yosef is telling them not to learn, he's telling them not to learn Be'in. Be'kiyas Avadi, you are supposed to learn about that. Be'in, you're not supposed to learn. Now, Pashup Shakas, if you learn Be'in, you're going to get farblunjit in the Derech. The Kleoker says, no, if you're going to learn Be'in, you're going to get farblunjit in the Sugya. I showed up the Sugya. You're going on the Derech. It's not so easy. Learn Be'kiyas, because if you're going to learn Be'in, the Sugya with Farin farblunjit. Here's the Derech. Sugya. Of a Pashup Shat, it means that the Derech with Zayin farblunjit. So you're only supposed to learn Be'kiyas. Mabel Alarai. Toises over there brings in Tainus that there's a different gear. So Altirkus Ubaderech, that he was telling them they should learn. So it's not a steer. He was telling them to learn Be'kiyas. Oh, but you see from here, Amabu v'Gazach, the brothers were planning to learn Be'in. Yosef saw that as soon as it was in this gala, they're getting back, getting ready to go, he saw right away they're back to learning Be'in. He asked the Bavarn, he tells them, no, Kedai to learn in Be'kiyas. You see the Gevaldik and Madrega and the Shvatim, they were holding Mamish by learning still Be'in. Now, Vada, when a person goes B'derech, if he himself is the one that's driving, then he's not supposed to learn Be'in, yeah? So, two hands on the wheel. Namach Nishtazei. Yeah? Or but the person that's not driving, the Moshe, people go on a bus, you take a pocket Mishnais, it's a Gevaldik Gazach, you take a Mishnais, a Mishnah Berurah, they have all kinds of pockets, they have pocket everything now, they're always thinking of new things. It's a Gevaldik Gazach, it's the M is a Gevaldik Gazach. Or but a person gets on a bus and he's still holding in the Rashba that he was holding it in the Sugya. It's an Andra Madrega. If you're not holding it, but hold on to a pocket Mishnais. Or it's a Bazundra Darga, because if you're not going to get for a bunch, if you're not the one driving, Meg Malernan. They say over Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the younger years, he used to come as Kaseid to Yerushalayim to be a Sandik. Someone asked him to be a Sandik, no problem, he can come, drive to Yerushalayim. They asked him, what's with Vitul Torah? He says, Nein, Chalern, Chalern Afan Vey. He said, Vitul Torah Be'echus. He said, Nein, Zelbe Gazach. Zelbe Gazach. Kasher Yachanu Kein Yiso, the Zelbe Gamadrega. The Saf Marov said, Taka, on that posse, Kasher Yachanu Kein Yiso, he says, because in the Midbar, they had Anani HaKovit. They weren't farblunjit with the Tirchas HaDerech. In the Midbar, it was Kasher Yachin Ukein Yiso. They were not able to learn Be'in, even when they saw. Because it was Kasher Yachin Ukein Yiso. There was no Chil. So given it, it's like Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky. It was glad you can learn it. Says Behemshech, Vayizbach Zvochim Lelekei Oviv Yitzchok. Rashi brings, Vayizbach Zvochim Lelekei Oviv Yitzchok. Why Yitzchok? Why not Avram? So Rashi, Chayiv Odon Bekovid Oviv Yoiser Mi Bekovid Zkeinoi. Lefikach Tola Be Yitzchok Veloi Ba Avram. A person is Mechuyiv more to be Mechabit his father, more than his grandfather. That's why it says Dafke Yitzchok. So it's a crash. The emphasis in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kibbut Av in Yerida and Simin Reish Mem. It says over there, Sifchov Beis, Chayiv Odom Lekavet Chomiv. A person is Mechuyiv to be Mechavet his Shver. What do you say? And the emphasis, the Taz brings over there, Kosav Moiriv Vachomi. My Shver says the Bach Hu Adin Chamoisa. It says in Shulchan Aruch State Nishvek and Shver. Now the Mechaber says you have to be Mechavet his Shver. And the Taz brings from his Shver, which it says already, you have to be Mechabit. The Shver at Yizok, that's Oichat the Shver. As Oich stayed in the Taz. The Ramaz Mamshech, what about Avi Ovid? So he brings the Maharik holds, Yibachalal Namachoyiv to be Mechabit Avi Ovid. And then he says, V'yeshoimrim, that Yimachoyiv to be Mechabit Avi Ovid? Just Ovid is Koydim. And they quote this Rashi. And then Noisekelim ask, how could the first sheep of the Maharik, he says, you're not Mechoyiv to be Mechabit Avi Ovid? It's a Mefurash Rashi. And the Shach on the side there, he says, the Noisekel, I'm asking because it's a Rashi. Maybe you're quoting a Medrash, but a Medrash, Fretnish, Fretnish, Kinkash. A Rashi and Chumash. A person is supposed to learn. It says in Halacha, a person is supposed to learn Shnai, Mikra, Beth, and Paravim, and also Rashi. It says, the Rashi, Rashi Chasmatin. Rashi says that Yimachayev can be Machabed Avi Ovid. Just Ovid more. How could you say Yibachlana, Yimachuyev, can be Machabed Avi Ovid? But I'll go far, it says there's a Kadima. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings Olivia Schein. Olivia Schein says, the emes is a shtickel astira. In Parshas Vayeshev, over there it says also Yaakov is davening, and over there it says Elikei Avi Avram, Elikei Avi Yitzchak. It says Avram and then Yitzchak. It says Avi Ovid even before Yitzchak. So what's the pshat? Zok to Olivia Schein. While your father's alive, then you will choyev to be machabed Avi Ovid. And then you mechuyif to be mechaber aviyavad even more than the father. Because akav avicha chayav bechvayt aviyavicha. Over here it's talking already about la'achar misa. When Yitzchak was already nifter, now it falls and gets a lower level than madreg of the chiyav of aviyavad. Now the emethis is a very big shy, we'll say b'ktsor, it's them, it's a big arichus. I want to get on to other inyonim. Aber the yesoid of why a person is mechuyif to be mechaber aviyavad. One pshat is because b'nei bonim areim kibonim. B'nei bonim areim kibonim. If it's b'nei bonim areim kibonim, there's no chelak la'achamis. The Liv Yaschein is learning, it's not the yesoid of b'nei bonim areim kibonim. The Liv Yaschein is learning, the yesoid is atav avicha chayav mechvayr avi avicha. But if that's the pshat, then it's only if he's alive. You have the same shaila. The Gemara says, in the stira, the Gemara in Makkos has a stira. In one place it says, if a person kills someone b'shoigeg, there's a din of goyel adam. One brisa says a son can't kill a father, als goyel adam. And another brisa says he could. In a stira and brisa, if a father can kill a son, als goyel adam. So the Gemara teretz hobe b'noi hobe ben b'noi. So the Liv Yaschein, yeah, ben b'noi means that the anikel wants to kill the grandfather because the grandfather killed his son. So by definition, it means the father's not alive anymore. It's not muchach. It could be a different anikel. This cheshbon is over pashtus. It means that it's already la'achar moysi. La'achar moysi, it's not a chiyuv. Now the Liv Yaschein is saying it's because of ato the avicha chayav mechvayr avi avicha. And it's be'emes a big tunnel d'achroinim if this is true. L'moshel, we know that the Gemara says ato ve'imcha chayav mechvayr avicha. Ovi boi emelei dover. Imai oi emelei. Ato ve'imcha chayav mechvayr avicha. Over there the pshat is that a father and a mother be'emes is the same chiyuv. It's shoveh. A father and a mother. Now you have a dilemma. They're both asking you, what's the machriya between two chiyuvim that are shove? There's a hachra, a kedima or a hachra. Ata ve'imcha is chayav mechvayr aviv. But assuming that a chiyuv of a father is a starker chiyuv than avi aviv, then who says ata ve'avicha chayav mechvayr aviv will be machriya to go to the avi aviv? The etzem the chiyuv to your father is a starker chiyuv. Could be ata ve'hu is only a machriya when the starting point is that it's Shabbos. The Liv Yaschein says no. But I have a shaila for the oilam. Even the Liv Yaschein, the emesi mechuyiv to be mechavet aviyot. So then he says, atav avicha yom mechvayr aviyot. What if it's someone you bechlal not chayivim? Your father's shver from a second marriage. He has a chiyiv, lechavet chomit. But it's not your grandfather, it's nothing. You're not related to the guy. But there's atav avicha chayav mechvayr his chomit. Would the ato v'hu of the Liv Yaschein apply even to someone you b'chlal don't have a chiyuv to? It jump starts it? I'm not sure how far it goes. Rabbi Kiveger in Shuva, when he handles the shaila and he handles the Liv Yaschein and he makes the chilukah between la'achar misa and not, he's handling there, it's a confusing case about one prat I want from it. An interesting shaila, there the story was a mother left a tzava that the son should say Kaddish. And the father doesn't want his son to say Kaddish for the mother. So he has his Imay Oimer Leidavar. His mother says he should say Kaddish. Aviv says not. So the Achrein is Farhani. You have Atav Imcha Chayav Mechvayd Avicha. But it's already Achar Misa. Now the mother's not Chayav anymore. She's dead. There's no Atav Imcha anymore. Back and forth, Rabbi Kveg has done various studies to the Shai. Toich HaDvar, he asks, Vos passed over here Atav Imcha Chayav Mechvayd Avicha. Bechlal, since the mother already is dead, the Gemara says, Mishgar Shushnam Shavas, even if they're divorced, if a father and a mother, but they're both divorced, and they both ask for a drink, there's no kadima. Whichever one Mashiach says. Mishgar Shushnam Shavas, Mishpar da Hachavila. So coming back over here, the mother's already dead. So Vos Pas Bechlau, Chesh Ben Ingin, Ata Vimcha. And Toich Advor, Vaita, I wanted to Amol, say a big Chiddush. After they're divorced, they're not married anymore, so there's no Ata Vimcha. Who says that after she dies they're not married? It doesn't say it anywhere. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah says that if the husband dies, there's no more marriage. It's a chiddush. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. And who are then a get? A get also breaks a marriage. The Mishnah says tishchias ha-meisim afterwards, after the husband, they have to be married. Marriage was ois. But it doesn't say anywhere that if a woman dies, that the marriage doesn't continue. It doesn't say. They're still married. Who says this? Father from the Teres Terni Kerei. It's a Someone asked me, Duchsach, a Klotzkasha from Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, that Avada, we know people get married afterwards, after the wife dies. They say the Rabbeinu Gershom's Chayim was you shouldn't be married to two live women. That was his Chayim. But not because the Gedder is that is still not Isha. Sechveses, it's a Tvar Chiddush. This is given Rabbi Kveges Shmuz. If why, by Nizgarshu Shneim Shavos, why, and the Rabbi Kveges is coming from the Beis Yosef. The original Shiloh was from the Beis Yosef, and Hilchos Avelos there, that the mother had said with its Avon, not to say Kaddish, the father said, yeah, and Mekedurcha Reder Shmuz. We talked about B'nei Bonim, Arayim Kibonim, there's a Shiloh in the Mabit. What about B'nei Bonim? And he clears B'nei Bonim. Or kibnei bonim, the mashal, aviv oimer leidaver, va'avi avi aviv oimer leidaver. If you learn there's no chiyuv bechlal to avi aviv, then it's not even going to be the liv yaschein. Gradi, your father's mechuyev thing because it's avi aviv. You learn there's no chiyuv third generation. I don't know if you'll have the liv yaschein. But Al Kapanim is clearing it bnei bonim. See, he brings a raya from the parasha because it says at the end after it gives the reshim of all the shvatim, it says by Yaakov Avinu the shivim nefesh bonov ubnei bonov. L'charid, there was also b'nei bonim. Chetzroin and Chomol, b'nei Peretz, ben Yehuda, are b'nei bonim. And it says there, b'nei bonim. Is it right that b'nei bonim are b'nei bonim? So I saw the Peretz Mima has a kashi. He says, what's the right? Maybe really b'nei bonim are not b'nei bonim. When you already have a big list of b'nei bonim, they could be nigrar in the list. But who says if you're talking only about b'nei bonim, that you would describe them as b'nei bonim? Here it's only noch geschlecht. So I want to clarify Shar Tazach. Punkfake. B'nei Bonim are like Bonim. So all the B'nei Bonim on the list of the 70 are already called Bonim. The Vos made of B'nei Bonim. B'nei Bonim, punk means Chetzron and Chomo. Those are the B'nei Bonim. Shmami no, B'nei Bonim are ki B'nei Bonim. Then it's Asachmer, the Parsha, but it's also Sukum Tassor Betavis, 4 minutes. And the Yonim from Asor Betavis, in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Pei. It says that Ches, Tes, and Yud Tevis are Tzoyim. Ches Tevis because the Torah was Meturgim to Yevonis. Tes Tevis, the Machaber says, Lo Yadua, which Tzorah was. And Asara B'Tevis was the Motzar on Yerushalayim. So the Nois Nikelem asked, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, they all ask, it's Mefurish in the Slichis of Asara B'Tevis that on Tes Tamas was Meis Ezra HaSoifer. The Vos Epes the Machaber doesn't say, says Lo Yadu and why we're fasting on Tes Tevis. It's Mefurash in the Slichas, Neis Ezra Soifer. Then the Meis Kelim also bring that it was the Leida from Oysayish was born on Tes Tevis. Then I had a Machshava that the Emes in the first place Hamikdash, the Vayitzka Ha'ir was not on Yitzayin Tamas, it was on Tes Tamas. And when they came back the second time, the Chor B'Sheni is more Chomer to us, so we switched it to Yitzayin Tamas. But originally it was on Tes Tamas. Tes Tam is the same as Tes Tevis. It's Mavur and Svarim, a big Arichas, but it's Mavur and Svarim that the year is folded in half, and a lot of days from the first half of the year get parallel. Interesting that Yom Kippur is the same as Yud Nisan, which was Mishchu Kulachem Tzoyim. Hashanah Rabbah has to do with Kriyas Yam. So there's a lot of days that Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, a lot of days, if you work out the months, that parallel over from Nisan and Tishrei. Tes Tam is the parallel, V'Halten Oifin, to Tes Tevis. V'Halten the Machaber says Lo Yadua. So the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, it says in the Slichas that Meis Ezra Soifer. So the Teretz is Poshet. In the Svardish Slichas, it doesn't say. It's in the Ashkenazish Slichas. The Machaber, Lujitosa. The Machaber, in the Svardish Slichas, it says, it doesn't say. It says he was on Yud Tevis. The Mogen Avraham and the Taz, Rebbe, Lehoven, in the Slichas, that Taka was on Tes Tevis. The Chassam Soifer brings that it's Mavur that even if Asor B'Tevis is Chal on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. The Makor Avad is the Beis Yosef brings from the Rishonim from Davud Raham. Davud Raham says that Asorah B'Tevis is different than any of the other Tzoymas. That Asorah B'Tevis is even if it's Chal on Shabbos. And the reason is because there's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Now the Pasuk in Yechezkel is talking about the original Matzor. The Matzor happened Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. But I guess the fast day that we commemorate that also is symbolized as Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. And the Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh is even the Shabbos. As opposed to the other Tzoyimus that are not, if it's on Shabbos, it's Nidchat Yom Rishon. Bemis is in Rashi state. Nishtazai Rashi Megillah says Mefurish, even Asorah B'Teivis. Rashi says Shevasim Tamas V'Asorah B'Teivis. If it's Chal on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday. In Rambam Pashtas and Hufas Tainus state, that it's pushed off to Sunday. The Ibn Ezra, in his Pizmoin, which we sing on Friday night, Ki Eshmer HaShabbos, it says it's also the fast Chutz Mi Yom Kippur Avonim. the only Yom Kippur is not Chal on Shabbos. So a Rishima from Yisrael, not like David Ram. Aber David Ram says even if it's Chal on Shabbos, because it says Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. The Chasam Sofer writes that the reason is could be because from Rosh Hashanah until Asara B'Tavis is 98 days. And it's not Yud Tavis, it's the 98 days, connected the 98 Klolos, and the Tzadiches Klolos. There's an Inyan Dafke from Rosh Hashanah to Tzadiches. He's also Mamshech that it's 147 days from Tisha B'Av to Asara B'Tavis. And the 147 days from Tisha B'Av to Asara B'Tavis is the Emes Keneged, 147 days of Yaakov Avinu. And then he says a very interesting maisa, that if you make a cheshbin, Yaakov Avinu was nifter on Sukkis, and the shivim yoim of the Chanukah was to Chanukah, and then it took 7 days of Avelus that they made in Eretz Yisrael, and he makes the cheshbin a few more days till they travel from Yerushalayim to Chevron to the Maris HaMachpelah. He says lo rochei kadavar, that the kvura of Yaakov was on Asara B'Tavis. Now we know also Esav's head was removed from him on that same day, because the Emes Rivka said Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'Yoyim Echad, and Yaakov Avinu Loimei. So his kvura was when he died. His kvura. Esav and Yaakov were both nikbar on Asara B'Tavis. Zokta Chasam Sofer liknei them a grace Yisoid. Asara B'Tavis is the tchila of the Peronis. Asara B'Tavis is when it started the Motzor. It started the Motzor on the ear. That Motzor on the ear is the Shoyrish of the problem. And the Emes in the Shoyrish Advarim, it all, you have Yaakov Avinu was Nifter and Esav was killed. Asara B'Tavis is a very crucial day where every year, of course we know, when the Rebbein Shalom goes through a year in the Segulas Hazman, in the Galgal Hashanah, it's Rinas Oyer again. Asara B'Tavis is a chance for renewal and a chance for the Geula. And if not, Nochmo sefangt on the Seder Advarim of the Geula. Mitzad Echad Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, Yaakov Avinu Loines, Abur Lamaisi was Nikbar on Asara B'Tavis, and on the other hand, Abur Esav was killed. Gemara of Golas Edom, it's all there in Asara B'Tavis. Als Liktor in the Asara B'Tavis. And every year it's Nisoyer, and a person has to be Nisoyer attack at this Indian. I saw brought down in a Medrash that the Mechiris Yosef was on Asara B'Tavis. The Shoyerish from all the Indian, the Mechiris Yosef, Yaakov Avinu's Petira, the Tchilas HaMotzor, it's all there in Asara B'Tavis. And was medav zuchim in the Asara B'Tavis is taket to be rima oyer this inyan. There's a famous menches chinuch. Say b'ktzora, menches chinuch is a mitzvah shin aleph in the mitzvah shvi shal Pesach. The menches chinuch wants to know if we should do sveik in the yoima on the fast days. And we don't do it on Yom Kippur either, but when he's talking about the Yimei HaTzoymois, the Menches Chinuch says a vort. And the vort is that the makor for these Tzoymois is that the Pasuk says, Tzoym HaRevi, Tzoym HaChamishi, Tzoym HaShvi, Tzoym HaAsiri. Yiyeh LeBeis Yehuda LeSosim LeSimcha. Then in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, the four Tzoymois turned into Sosim LeSimcha. The Tzoymois are described as Tzoym HaRevi, the Tzoym of the fourth month, Tammuz, Tzoym HaChamishi of the fifth month, Av, Tzoym HaShvi'i, Tzoym Gedali, which is in Tishrei, and Tzoym HaAsiri, the Tzoym which is in Tavis. The Pasuk doesn't say which day of the month. Zokta Minchas Chinuch, because Be'emes, there was not a specific day in the month. These Tzoymes are Midivrei Kabbalah, it's a Pasuk in Zechariah, but it's not a din on a specific day of the month. Abi, to fast in that month. He says that's why they were able to switch it from Tes Tamas. You have to realize, in the 70 years of Golus Bavel, they fasted on Tes-Tamuz, because Tes-Tamuz was the day that it was Nifkayir. And during the 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash, when it was Nebuch, L'Sosin, L'Simcha, the Yom Tif was on Tes-Tamuz. And now when it went back into Golus, Chazal said, let's switch it to Yud-Zayin. What do you mean? But what happened to the din of Tes-Tamuz? There it says, it's Tzoym HaRevi, Abi in Chodesh Tamuz. Interesting. Tzoym HaChamishi, everyone knows, is Tes-Ba'ov, because either way it was on Tes-Ba'ov, in both Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara, Ilu ani ayisi sham ayisi kaveya basiri. What? Ilu ayisi sham, because the srape started. But shteit achid the pasuk. There is a shteit soim achamishi. Abi yitzin chodesh av. Soim Gedalia. Bechalal, you have to know that Gedalia was killed in Rosh Hashanah. We fast on Gimel Tishrei, because it's nidche be'etzim. Tell me, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when was the Yom Tif? On Aleph Tishrei? On Gimel Tishrei? He's medayik at the first in the Gemara Shana, the Yomtif of Tzen Gedalia. The Yomtif of Tzen Gedalia, Nepal was Sassan Lasimcha, and the second base of English was on Gimel. Because there was Hukfa from Gimel. It's in Chodesh HaShvi. It was even vital. So you see, this is interesting. Tavis. Tavis, we already said, it was Ches, Tes, and Yud for Talmei HaMelech, the Tirgum HaTorah, and from Loi Noida, which we said was Ezra Seifer, and finally the Motzah. The emesis of Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Kiva, they argue. One says it was Asorah B'Tavis because that's when the Motzah happened. And the other one says, no, it's Hey Tavis. Hey Tavis, because that's when the Shmua came to the Goyla after the Churban, the year after Tisha B'Av. The Shmua finally came to the Goyla on Hey Tavis. The Chassam Soifah says there's a remez, Achrei Hitiach, it says by Metzorah, Achrei Hitiach Es Habayis, Hitiach is Hey, Tes, Yud, Ches. Those are the four dates in Tavis. So Frektim HaChassun is interesting on the Shaila. You have a Machloikis Tanoim here, whether the fast of Tavis, the one that Chazal would be in Kavei, was on the 10th or on the 5th. Heretzu, the past 420 years, these Tanoim lived mamish in the Churban. What did they do the past 420 years? When was the Yom Tif? When was the Nepech L'Sosu B'Simcha? On Hay or on Yud? Heretz, it doesn't make a difference. Could be some places did it on Hay, some places did it on Yud. Now, Chazal wanted to be Kaveh for a Tainus, Rotsu, Misanim, they wanted to make a Kaveh of a Tainus, they wanted to Kaveh a specific day. So there's a Machloikas, Rav Shimon Yochai and Rav Akiva, if the Kaveh's the Rabbonin should be on Hay or on Yud. The fact that the Yom Tif was on one or the other won't be a Raya. The Icarus Tzim, Revi Tzim, Chamishi Tzim, Shvi Tzim, Tzim. As opposed to Asara B'Tavis, which according to Rav Udram, has another thing, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Now, if a person didn't fast on the Etzem HaYom HaZeh, could the Asara B'Tavis also has this other din of Tzoyim HaAsiri, you know, fast a different day of Tavis? He says, L'mash of the Mechus Kenech, a guy by accident didn't eat, a guy by accident ate on one of these fasts. You could fast a different day in that month. Chodesh B'Makan, the Divrei Kabbal. Firtirois, made a Toyos L'Chayra. He says, in the times of the third base of Mikdash, what's going to be if there's going to be faraway places? Says there may be faraway places that aren't going to know about the Kfiyas HaChodesh. So that's about the toys. Nowadays, there's not going to be a faraway place that no one's going to be able to know about the Kfiyas HaChodesh. They'll send a message. Someone wanted to tell me that, no, there's a din that the shliach, it's a din of the shliach from the bezdin has to come. So you take a jet plane. I don't know how you're going to have a place where you won't know, but as though he's up to the Pasha, he says in the third base in English, there's going to be places that won't know. But he says, for the tzaymos, which are going to again be nefach l'sosan l'simcha, you're not going to have to do Sveik of the Yoyma, because Abi it's in the month. But on the other Yonim, Avada, there will still be Sveik of the Yoyma in the third base Hamikdash. Ufirois, we said that Asar B'Tavis is a time when the Shoirish of the Churban started, like we explained before, and it's a time when it's Nisoyer again, the decision from the Rabbi Yishlam Nochalam, Kol Shulei Nivne Ki'ilu Nechrab, Medach HaShredin of them Norbei Tishabak, Kol Shulei Nivne B'Yomav, Ki'ilu Nechrab B'Yomav, and the Shoirish from them is an Asar B'Tavis. Firois in Tosanta Zach. It says in the parsha, "Ves Yehuda shalach lefonov el Yosef lehoyrus lefonov goyshna." He sent Yosef, sent Yaakov Avinu, sent Yehuda to Goyshen. So it should say le Goyshen. What's goyshna? So I saw in the Beis Sosser, he says goyshna is the letters that you have on the dreidel. Goyshna. Dim l'shin non hei. He says goyshna is all the golis. Golis hanefesh nun. Was Bovel, that they were Machar of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Then there was Golus of the Guf, Purim, was Laharag La'abed, Kipshutei, the Guf. Golus Yovan was connected to Seichel. They went to the Shepherd with Chochmas Pera. And then there's Golus Edim, which is Hakol, it's Hey, it has everything in it. Our Golus is Mu'uriv with all the different Golus. But that's the Golus of Nun, Gimel, Shin, Hey. And Yaakov sent Yehuda down, Goyishno. And he ties into that third, that there's an Eitz of Yehuda and an Eitz of Yosef. He says that's the Dreidel, that's the Drain. State on Grace Zachen, Hailag Zachen, but that's the Goishna, Gimel Shin Nun Hei. And he fears always that the MS Yosef, Yehuda sent, Yosef sent Yehuda down to Goishna, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, and finally Mashiach ben David. And Goishna is the same gematria as Mashiach, and Goishna is the same gematria as the Nochash, Kedmoni, and Goishna is also, and that's what we're waiting for, the same gematria as Hashem Molech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, Bezer Hashem. Yeah.